KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Many small business owners in Margate are continuing to pick up the pieces following last week's devastating storm. At least five people were killed after strong winds and floods pounded the south coast town and its surrounds. The heavy downpours caused millions of rands worth of damage to households, businesses and infrastructure. The Grove Restaurant and Beach Bar is one of the establishments affected. Operational manager Brandon Lehman says because of the business not being able to trade, they are currently relying on other businesses to provide the restaurant staff with temporary employment.
We can't operate until we've received all the reports from the relevant engineers and contractors, because the washaway went so far underneath the front area of the building and even breached in three certain areas on a small, like a little retaining wall, that we don't know the extent of how far it's gone underneath the actual restaurant area itself instead of just the entrance. We've done some tests on the top with regards to sound and echo and all that kind of stuff that they do, like a vibration.
Lehman believes some of the damage could have been prevented or minimized.
None of this would have happened if the stuff wasn't maintained, if the years and years of outcries from the community were actually heard and they had made the necessary adjustments and repairs and maintenance to infrastructure. We wouldn't have experienced what we did in these recent heavy rains.
Last week, Cooperative Governance MEC Bongi Stole Muloi met with officials from the Departments of Human Settlements, Public Works and Transport to look at the estimated cost of damage. The provincial government has also asked National COGTA to declare the South Coast floods a disaster. Three men linked to the murders of a Gauteng water utility executive and his bodyguard are expected to apply for bail next Monday. Rand Waters Deboho Zwala and his bodyguard were shot during a back-to-school campaign in the south of Johannesburg in January. The three accused were arrested in KZN last week. They made their first appearance in the Lenasia Magistrates Court this morning. The group also faced three counts of attempted murder. And U.S. President Joe Biden says he condemns any anti-Semitism on college campuses in that country. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University have spent their fifth day demanding the school sever financial ties with Israel. They are camped out on the grounds of the prestigious New York school, which has an exchange program with Tel Aviv University. The students want the institution to boycott all activities associated with Israel in light of the country's war with Hamas militants and the ensuing humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The top story, many small business owners in Margate are continuing to pick up the pieces following last week's devastating storm. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Danielle Mpahlele.